ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय. श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 17. महाराज पृथु बिकम्स एंग्री एट द अर्थ. पार्ट 2, गुरु मुख पद्म वाक्य. There are 4 Vaishnava sampradayas or systems of disciplic succession. One sampradaya comes from Lord Brahma, one from the goddess of fortune, one from the 4 Kumaras headed by Sanat Kumar, and one from Lord Shiva. These 4 systems of disciplic succession are still going on. It is said that unless one accepts a mantra from one of these 4 sampradayas, that so-called mantra will not act in the Kali Yuga. Many sampradayas have sprung up without authority, and they are misleading the people by giving unauthorized mantras. The rascals of these so-called sampradayas do not observe the Vedic rules and regulations. And although they are addicted to all kinds of sinful activities, still they offer people mantras and in this way mislead them. Intelligent persons, however, know that such mantras will never be successful, and as such, they never patronize such upstart spiritual groups. People should be very careful of these nonsensical sampradayas. To get some facility for sense gratification, unfortunate people in this age of Kali receive mantras from these so-called sampradayas. Lord Krishna is also known as Avatari, which means one from whom all incarnations emanate. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, the word Adhokshaja, meaning beyond the perception of material senses, is very significant. No one can perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead by mental speculation. Therefore, a person with a poor fund of knowledge cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since one can form only an impersonal idea on the strength of one's material senses, the Lord is known as Adhokshaja. Talk of Krishna Katha, or topics about Lord Krishna or his incarnations, is spiritually so inspiring that the reciter and hearer are never exhausted. That is the nature of spiritual talks. A symptom of spiritual talks is that no one feels tired. The cow-shaped earth addressed King Prithu as Dharmagya, which refers to one who knows the principles of religion. Religious principles also dictate that one is not to be killed if one surrenders. The word paya can refer both to milk and to water. Here we find some indication of how the government can arrange for the eating of cow flesh. It is indicated herein that in a rare circumstance, when there is no supply of grains, the government may sanction the eating of meat. However, when there is sufficient food, the government should not allow the eating of cow's flesh just to satisfy the fastidious tongue. In other words, in rare circumstances, when people are suffering for want of grains, then meat eating or flesh eating can be allowed, but not otherwise. The maintenance of slaughterhouses for the satisfaction of the tongue and the killing of animals unnecessarily should never be sanctioned by a government. As described previously, cows and other animals should be given sufficient grass to eat. But if despite a sufficient supply of grass, still a cow does not supply milk, and if there is an acute shortage of food, then the dried up cow may be utilized to feed the hungry masses of people. According to the law of necessity, first of all, human society must try to produce food grains and vegetables. But if they fail in this, then they can indulge in flesh eating, otherwise not. The conclusion is that the earth produces sufficient grain to feed the entire population, but the distribution of this grain is restricted due to trade regulations and a desire for profit. Consequently, in some places, there is scarcity of grain, and in others, profuse production. If there were one government on the surface of the earth to handle distribution of grain, then there would be no question of scarcity, no necessity to open slaughterhouses, and no need to present false theories about overpopulation. As far as the field of spiritual activities is concerned, when a devotee is self-satisfied but does not preach the glories of Krishna, then one is not considered a first-class devotee. Whereas a devotee who tries to preach, who has compassion upon innocent persons who have no knowledge of Krishna, that devotee is a superior devotee. In his prayer to Lord Narasingha, Prahlad Maharaj said that personally he was not interested in liberation from this material world. Rather, Prahlad did not wish to be liberated from this material condition until all the fallen souls were delivered. The planet Earth explains in this section that although the Lord is attached to the external energy, Krishna is still nirdhuta. That is to say, Krishna is completely free from the activities of the external energy. Krishna is always situated in his internal energy. Therefore, in this section, it is stated, Swarupa Anubhavena, Krishna remains completely in his internal potency and yet has full knowledge of the external energy as well as the internal energy, just as Krishna's devotee remains always in a transcendental position, keeping him or herself in the service of the Lord without becoming attached to the material body. As far as the material body is concerned, there are six waves or symptomatic material conditions: hunger, thirst, lamentation, bewilderment, old age, and death. But the liberated soul is never concerned with these six physical interactions. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being the all-powerful master of all energies, has some connection with the external energy. But still, Krishna is always free from the interactions of the external energy in the material world. In modern electronics, a mechanic may, by pushing only one button, set off an electronic chain reaction by which so many actions are carried out one after another. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead pushes the button of creation, and then different energies create the material elements and various controllers of the physical elements and their subsequent interactions follow the inconceivable plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is known as Dhara-Dhara, meaning one who keeps planet Earth on his tusks, as the boar incarnation, Varahadeva. Srila Jiva Goswami has said that unless Krishna's activities are accepted as inconceivable, then they cannot be explained. Krishna is eternally existing as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Goloka Vrindavana. Krishna has also simultaneously expanded himself in innumerable forms, beginning with Lord Rama, Lord Narsingha, Lord Varaha, and all the incarnations coming directly from Sankarsana. Sankarsana is the expansion of Baladeva, and Baladeva is the first manifestation of Krishna. Therefore, all these incarnations are known as Kala. Recorded September 25, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Aum Tat Sat.
Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari.